Swenson Children's Foundation started to encourage hope and support so that children can have faith in their futures. As it says in Psalms 127:3, children are a blessing and a gift from our Lord. We see God's hand in every outreach opportunity we have had over these last 10 years to provide a blessing to children and their families in need, and will continue to serve our communities from coast to coast. If you would like to learn more about our foundation, please visit our website, swensonchildrensfoundation.com.
Are you looking for a local, top-tier accounting and consulting firm? Look no further than Swenson Advisors. Since 1998, Swenson Advisors has been delivering personalized, customer-focused services with the expertise of a national firm. Our clients, from middle-market public and private companies to high-net-worth individuals, trust us for our responsive, ethical, and innovative approach. Whether you're in technology, real estate, manufacturing, or the nonprofit sector, Swenson Advisors has you covered. Specializing in lease accounting, audit and assurance, tax services, and consulting, Swenson Advisors delivers tailored solutions for your financial success. We're not just another accounting firm. We're your strategic ally, dedicated to innovative solutions and impeccable service. Ranked among the top 25 accounting firms by the San Diego Business Journal and recognized for our integrity and responsiveness. Join the countless clients who trust Swenson Advisors for their accounting needs. Visit us at swensonadvisors.com today or call us at 619-237-3400. Swenson Advisors, expertise you can trust, solutions you can count on.
Urgent announcement, America. It's time to rise up and reclaim our values. Welcome to Biblical Citizenship Alive, brought to you by Save America Now PAC. This is your platform for truth and action. Join Steve and our guests as we confront the critical issues facing our nation today. We stand together for a pro-American, pro-family future rooted in our foundational truths. From defending our liberties to preserving our cultural heritage, we're here to ignite insightful discussions and passionate advocacy. Don't miss a moment of this crucial dialogue as we work to reclaim our cultural integrity and shape a brighter tomorrow. Tune in and be a part of the movement. It's your journey to informed citizenship and action. And now, let's dive in and make a difference together. Here's your host, Steve Austin.
Well, this is a pretty exciting time. There's a lot going on.
It's exciting. Kelly?
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
We have a guest that will be joining us in a few minutes. So, you know, in a couple of weeks here, we will have a new president formally sworn in. And what a relief. You know, I think many, many Americans, including some of the 70 million that voted for Kamala, are probably going, thank goodness we have sanity coming back into the United States and into the world. I mean, it's, as we talked about on an earlier show, that Trump is very innovative. He's thinking about buying Greenland. He's thinking about annexing Canada's 51st state. He's talking about, hey, give us Panama Canal back, folks. And again, that was a Jimmy Carter move.
He's a businessman. It's really good to have somebody running our country who's a businessman. And he can look outside the box in order to make this country thrive again. We're here to save America, right? That's a Save America Now pack. We want to turn California red. Let's turn the United States red because we need common sense. We want to have the business mindset behind it. It's not just about these social issues, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty of what he's doing from a business perspective, he really puts us back on track. And then we become the land of opportunity again.
What I love is the fact that he's cutting off, you know, he's made big changes at the SEC. He's getting rid of all the climate change nonsense and the DEI nonsense. And, you know, and he's just cutting through that. It's not like he's going to take months and months. He's going to get rid of that stuff, the nonsense, pretty quickly. Yeah. It's things that you couldn't even imagine. You know, that border is going to, it's already closing up, but that border come January 20th is going to be taking care of the hostages in, you know, that Israel's dealing with, both Americans and Israelis. I got to believe, much like Ronald Reagan got the hostages out of Iran, that's going to happen very quickly, or as he said, all hell to pay. And, you know, the thing you have to keep in mind about the United States, we have phenomenal military superiority. And yeah, we worry about China and we worry about some of these other countries, but the reality is the United States get the wokeness out of our military, and we truly have, you know, the best Navy, an Air Force that's beyond belief. You know how many aircraft carriers we have, Kelly?
No.
I think it's 13, 14, 15. I think they're probably all nuclear powered now. And the second largest one is Russia, and they have one that doesn't work. I think China maybe has built one or two. We are trying to help the Australians build some Navy assets. But, you know, the United States, you know, for being 4% of the population of the Earth, we're just bigger than life. And even with all the challenges we have in this country, we, you know, if we have a commander-in-chief that has his wits about him, we're going to have phenomenal change. And you know, and you have to take your hat off to Israel, too. Israel, a small country, and you think of the biblical strength of this, has gone about taking on, with very little help from Joe Biden, even though on the surface he said he was, taking on terrorists and taking on the protection of his country, the Iron Dome. You know, Trump likes the Iron Dome idea, and we're going to put one in the United States, and we need to. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be probably... Tell your sons this is going to be some of the most exciting history in the United States, is to see the changes that are going on, and 95% of them are all going to be good. And there may be some mistakes along the way, but I doubt it'll be rare. It's great to see the border czar, who is a no-nonsense. We're getting these people out. We're not going to have criminals around. And if you want to come to the United States, and we accept about 1 million people a year legally, legally, hmm. But it's a process, and it's something that if you follow the rules, chances are you can become a citizen, and you'll enjoy all the benefits of that. But you're not going to come over the border and do what you're doing to this country. And so it's pretty fascinating what's coming up in the next few months here. And I think as it relates to the PAC, we're going to be fitting right in with that momentum. And I think the challenge a little bit is what I call the Trump effect is powerful. But in 4 years, that effect, the rallies and whatnot, you know, that's going to be very hard for anybody to replicate. And so we need to prepare in a way to protect against the... you know, the premium that he brought to the table. Now, one of the things we've talked about is the Turning California Red movement, which, you know, as we look at the maps, about 65 to 70% of the state geographically is red. Mm-hmm. Now, population-wise, no. But we had on earlier shows, we had both Leticia Castillo and Jeff Gonzalez, who took on two D plus 15 plus 18 assembly seats and handily beat the Democrats.
Right.
And how did they do that, Kelly? What was...
Well, they went door to door. You know, they got personal. They got down to each and every one of their constituents' levels and said, hey, what is it that you're looking for? What do you want out of this state? And it was surprising. I know we talked to Leticia about it. Very surprising how many even Democrats really agreed with her stance and her platform and really wanted her to win and voted for her in the Latino world, because they said, wow, yeah, that's what I stand for too. That's what I want. I want California to look like that. And so I think they really were able to go and just talk to everybody about what they stood for, what they want to change here in California. And it really resonated with each and every one of the houses that they went to.
Well, I think you mentioned on one of the broadcasts that we want them to develop the manual of how to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have 20. We added two Republican assembly seats. We need to get to 27 to 30 in 2 years, which is a lot, but can be done if you get the right candidate and you get the right formula. Now, they both Jeff and Leticia really followed just basic campaigning Probably didn't have a lot of consultants. In fact, Letitia said her opponent spent, what, $1.1 million, and she spent $80,000? And it's like, wow, what a ratio. I mean, she, in fact, I recently saw a Press Enterprise article about her, and she's really a story in how to efficiently make things happen. So I'm encouraged by people like that, that we hope to, at our Turning California Red, really feature them and have them, you know, basically instruct whole class of how this can be done. And you got to be smart about it. But, you know, we can get to, you know, we can get to a significant minority where we have seats at the table, and by 2028 get in excess of 40 and actually have the majority positions in Sacramento, which would make a huge difference, particularly if we can replace you know, the governor's situation. So now, one of the newsy things that's been on recently is the planned merger of Honda and Nissan. And, you know, there's a Wall Street Journal article on why are Honda and Nissan merging. And the reason is the strength of the China car makers. So today we have a special guest on who can tell us a lot about communist China and why they came to the United States, and you know, kind of what they see in the U.S. these days that are is positive, but also some red flags that we need to be aware of. So we look forward to talking with Wendy Click here in just a moment.
Swenson Children's Foundation started to encourage hope and support so that children can have faith in their futures. As it says in Psalms 127:3, children are a blessing and a gift from our Lord. We see God's hand in every outreach opportunity we have had over these last 10 years to provide a blessing to children and their families in need, and will continue to serve our communities from coast to coast. If you would like to learn more about our foundation, please visit our website, SwensonChildrensFoundation.org.
Wildlife around the globe needs help, and when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Are you looking for a local, top-tier accounting and consulting firm? Look no further than Swenson Advisors. Since 1998, Swenson Advisors has been delivering personalized, customer-focused services with the expertise of a national firm. Our clients, from middle-market public and private companies to high-net-worth individuals, trust us for our responsive, ethical, and innovative approach. Whether you're in technology, real estate, manufacturing, or the nonprofit sector, Swenson Advisors has you covered. Specializing in lease accounting, audit and assurance, tax services, and consulting, Swenson Advisors delivers tailored solutions for your financial success. We're not just another accounting firm. We're your strategic ally, dedicated to innovative solutions and impeccable service. Ranked among the top 25 accounting firms by the San Diego Business Journal and recognized for our integrity and responsiveness. Join the countless clients who trust Swenson Advisors for their accounting needs. Visit us at SwensonAdvisors.com today or call us at 619-237-3400. Swenson Advisors, expertise you can trust, solutions you can count on.
Welcome today. We're our special guest, Kelly, is Wendy Click, who I've met recently through some of our Save America Now PAC meetings. And Wendy, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Right. So Wendy is going to tell us some about her background. And your husband's there with you too, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And what's your husband's first name?
His name is Ken. He is American. Okay. K-E-N. He's a missionary.
Okay, good. Well, we want to hear from both of you. But Wendy, yes. You recently had a chance to meet Terry Wilde and some of the things we're doing with the Christian News Magazine and with Save America Now. You had a chance to come to my office with a group. And you and I didn't get a whole lot of talk time, Kelly, to you're on with my co-host, Kelly Hansen, who's also going to have her husband on a show here soon. Wendy, I think one of the things that struck me the most is when we started talking about, some of the threats that China presents to the United States. But before we get into that, share with us, and Ken, share with us your background and, when you came to the U.S., and just tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, I came from the United States 20 years ago. I was born in a perfect communist country and perfect communist family. What I'm saying is my parents were the government officers of the first group in 1949. The communists take the regime from from the older government. So when I was born, the year was just beginning the Cultural Revolution. So we had educated everything from the family, from the school, from society, was the communist is the best idea to save the world. So and the first class I had was Long Live Chairman Mao, and you know Chairman Mao, and the Long Live Chinese Communist Party, and we were called to accomplish our mission to save the world through the communist ideas. So and we had no any religion in that time. Only belief we had is dedicate yourself to the country and to the communism ideas to save the world.
So let me just interrupt you. That was in the late 1940s. That was when Mao Zedong basically took over the government of China.
Yeah.
1966 was the beginning of the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah, but the year I was born was 1966.
Okay.
So that is the first year get started the Cultural Revolution time. So my first words came out was not dead mom or something. That was long live Mao.
Wow. Wow. And, he's famous for the Red Book. I've been to China several times, just so you know. I've been to Shanghai and Beijing. I've been to Guangzhou several times. Actually, had an office in Hong Kong for a number of years. But Hong Kong, until recently, was much more of a free enterprise, honoring God environment. But now, when did Chiang Kai-shek take... people to Taiwan and get settled into Taiwan? When was that?
1948-1949.
So he basically pulled away from Mao and saw the problems to set up Taiwan, right?
Yes, and they were defeated militarily and had to flee to a safe location.
Yeah,
so my father was one of the soldiers of the Mao's military.
Oh, okay.
And he crossed the Long River to so-called save the world and ready to save Taiwan.
So, just backtracking, what was the country like, the government was like, prior to Mao Zedong and the so-called Cultural Revolution?
Well, the government was not Christian, but there was some freedoms, and the wife of
Ma?
No.
Who?
Chiang Kai-shek was a Christian, and they were struggling, but that struggle was for a long number of years.
That was it took 28 years. So some exchange students took the ideas about the communist from French. So they, the Chinese, Mao and Zhou Enlai and Deng Xiaoping is one of them, took this idea to back to China. So they get support from Russia, Soviet Union, to get started the movement.
So are you saying there's a close connection between Marxism and the Soviet countries as well as communist China?
Oh, yes, because they even established a Soviet Union regime in China before they took over the power.
I see, okay.
Yeah, okay. Because Chiang Kai-shek's government was like freedom, democracy, and for the people, and like Lincoln's idea, for the people.
By the people and for the people.
Yeah. So when the exchange students took the communist idea from French back to China, then they got started this movement. And then later on, they took hold of power from the Jiang Zemin's government. So it turned mainland China switch to the capitalism and freedom country to the communist country. That was the history.
We're listening today to Wendy Click and her husband, Ken, and really an opportunity to understand from somebody who has been in communist China and has come to the United States. Now, Ken, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a missionary?
Yes, and I was on a short mission trip when I met Wendy.
Okay. And are you under a mission board?
No.
Okay. So go ahead.
I was prior to that, but not now.
Okay. Where did you where'd you two meet?
He was actually in Wuhan, and very interesting at that city. But what I want to try to introduce here is when I first met her mother and father and the entire family. It was during Chinese New Year. And I sat beside him, and he shook his finger at me and said something in Chinese. And everyone was in shock, and I didn't know what he said. And my future wife couldn't answer for a moment. But that's when he actually declared that if he did not believe in Jesus, I would not be welcome in his home. Hmm. So it was a way for him to finally announce, after all those years of communism, that he had become a believer in Jesus.
Wow. Wow. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Now, are you actively doing mission trips to China? Is that something you can talk about?
Yeah. In the past few years, I think like 1979 to like 20, and China was like open the door to the world, and little by little, you know, there was a freedom to worship Jesus. So I took my husband and some Christians to back to mainland China to serve the church over there. But since 2020 and more than 2020, and we know God closed the door in China no more. And eventually I got 10 times called by God to love America and preach gospel to America and, you know, pray for America. So I see myself as a missionary sent by God from China to America to repay my love for Americans. Because Americans, you know, since 1860s, and they sent, you know, missionaries to China, to different countries. And so far, until today, a lot of Christians in the United States still praying for America. So Lord, who will, you know, repay this love? Lord, I am here. Please use me.
Well, I think that's really touching and so real. I mean, I've been to Shanghai several times. I've been to Guangzhou. I've been to Beijing. I spoke at a conference, an accounting-related conference in Shanghai. And I can still remember, Ken and Wendy, that I would talk about freedom in America and, some references to God in, kind of mixed into, we were talking about the Sarbanes-Oxley Act and stuff. And what I found most interesting, Kelly, is that I had a few folks shook their head in the audience very discreetly, and then a few folks came up to me with their back to the audience after I spoke and whispered, I'm a Christian too. They'd kind of look over their shoulder to make certain that, nobody was watching. But I'm sure Ken and Wendy, there's actually, technically, somebody told me there are more Christians in China than there are in the United States. Do you think that's a true statistic?
Well, because China is the most biggest population country, so there is no comparison there. Because if there are 100 million Christians, and America only has less population, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe percentage-wise, even.
If you work for the government, you cannot be a Christian, that's for sure. If you work for the government, you must be a Communist Party member and the loyalty to the party, that's for sure.
Now, something that I learned over there, and I was there with a client that made golf clubs or golf club grips. And it was a fascinating time, and we'd go to lunch in the community there and have some real Chinese food. I enjoyed all that. And this was in the 1994 to, for about 10 years. But in that process, I found it interesting that, the United States is still, in the minds of many, a place that they wanted to come to and see. I worked with an accounting firm over there that had several offices, and they would do some of the local auditing, Kelly, on behalf of Swenson, so that we could issue a consolidated opinion here in the United States. And I brought it was the daughter of a medical doctor. I brought her over to meet some of the folks at the corporate office. And it was her first time in the United States, and I met her at the airport. And she walked outside, and she stopped. She stopped and looked up, and she said, "The sky is blue."
Wow, that's very true.
And I know, Wendy, you and Ken can relate to what I'm saying, but my first trip to China, I ended up going to Shanghai. I got there at night. I stayed in Pudong in the Hyatt that was just brand new there. And I woke up and opened up the curtains. I was on like the 60th floor, and I said, boy, look at that morning fog. So I went down, had breakfast, and I talked to the gal. I said, "When does the fog lift?" She said, "What do you mean?"
That's
the smog. And my goodness. So I can understand why this young lady looked up and said, "Gee, the sky is blue." That's
Steve, I have to say, we just drove past LA the other day with my kids, and they looked over at the city of LA and said, "What is that cloud over LA?" And I said, "Oh gosh, yeah, that's smog, you guys." So it happens out here as well when you have just that much congestion. But Wendy and Ken, I'd love to hear from you guys too. I had an amazing guest on my other show, and his name was Dr. Ming Wong. Curious if you guys know him. He wrote the book From Darkness to Sight, and he also has the
story about him.
Yeah, you have a story about him?
No, I heard a story. Yes.
Yeah, he has an incredible story, but he also lived through the Cultural Revolution. And, you know, I found it so interesting because we as Americans don't even realize that we're allowed to have an opinion about our politics, right? We're allowed to talk bad about our government, and you guys were really raised completely different. So, you know, tell us a little bit more about what it was like, Wendy, growing up in the Cultural Revolution. I mean, you said your first words were "Long live Mao," you know, not Mama or Dada. But what was that? What was that difference? You've been here now 20 years. I'm sure you're going around just screaming at the top of your lungs for Americans to wake up and not fall into communism. But what was it like going through the Cultural Revolution?
Oh, yes. And because I am grateful so much for Americans to have me, so I'm concerned about this country and about the future more than was, you know, born Americans. So the 2020, I see the culture China's Cultural Revolution seems to be happening again in the United States. You know, one, there is no guilty for beating and for burn, for a fight, for take the stuff from the store, okay? And like no law, no order, and people can do anything they want. Second, rewrite the history. You know, take down the heroes in the statues in the history and rewrite the history. And all the history in the past was wrong, and we need to discover the new history. That was I taught, and the old China, which was the Freedom China, was so bad. And the China was the poorest country in the world, and we are so low and so pressed by the Westerns. And actually, Shanghai, which Stephen was mentioning about it, Shanghai was Paris, like French Paris in China in the before the communist took over the regime. So rewrite the history. And the another point is divide the people and from the family, from the school, from the society. I take my family as example. My brother could beat my father deadly for please the government, because my father was judged by the government as a bad person. Okay, so even now, from the 2 years ago, she took this idea: have the people watch over the people. This watch over, not take care of. It's like
surveillance,
like watch over what you are talking, what you are thinking, and have the people fight to the people. So the how to please the government is the key, is the standard to judge you are a good person or bad person. So another thing, point four is what do you learn in the school? Oh, this race is bad. This people is bad. You know, they don't teach writing and reading and independent thinking. The school focuses on what is the bad people, what is good people. So bad people is the one that government doesn't like it. Not for your, you know, you have independent thinking, you are nice, you dedicate yourself to the community. No, not that. The standard is to please the government. Okay?
So we're listening today to Wendy Click and her husband, Ken. And Kelly, does this sound like deja vu for what we've been through last 5 to 10 years under the Obama?
Yeah, Wendy, every point she made is exactly what the Biden administration has been doing since day one.
Yeah, and then point five is like you are allowed to promote in your position in your company or in your school. Not depends how hard work you are or how great you are, depends what race you, what class you are. because like my family and my father was took down from the government, and my oldest brother had to give up on go to school. He was not allowed to go to take his high school because he was born in an anti-revolutionary family. So it's happened here, you know. And then and another thing, point six, is the poor people. Poor people means you are farmer, no money, and you have no money, you have no income, and
no
education, and you are the best people, and you will be promoted to be an officer, work for government, to be rule the country. You have the power to rule the country because you are not educated and you had no money. And so you became like a machine, work for the government, okay? You became a machine. Who you are does not matter. You became the machine. Then when the government is going to use you, you were there for them, for the government.
Mm-hmm. So we're listening today to some shocking truth that every American ought to understand, and that is whether it was the Soviet, the revolution that Karl Marx started and the Communist Manifesto, or Mao Zedong, who basically followed that same notion, and basically the Obama and Biden administration for the last 12 years have tried to instill. And thank God there's enough people, Kelly and Wendy and Ken, in the United States that were able to see this, understand the insanity, and vote these people out, because the playbook is exactly the same. It's divide and conquer, you know, take religion out of our world, take the consciousness out of our world, destroy our economy, destroy our borders. And, it is shocking, I'm sure, Wendy, to you and Ken, to see this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What is your view of Donald Trump?
Okay, and the last thing I was going to say, the worst people in China in that time are Christians. And the pastors was jailed and burned the Bible, and they have the pastors beat to each other and call the name each other, and put the name to the jail to each other, and the kids reported that they are parents not loyalty to the government. Okay, so what I was so strongly to support Trump, one, everyone said in 26 he is going to fail, and God directly told me Trump is the one will win. Holy
yes.
Spirit told me.
Yeah.
One. Second, I was very rich, very focused on the government, the presidential election, was the candidate focused on or supported Christian or not. All very, very, very important to me. So Trump always raised up the Bible and called the people, pray for the country, and he always, raised Jesus' name. And we do not, the most pleased my heart, he said, we do not worship government in the United States. We worship God, Jesus Christ. Oh, I was so happy. And the point four was like, he always, supported Israel. That is also very important to me. So I like him.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I strongly support him, and I took my trip from Florida to Los Angeles, knock on door one by one to ask, the Orange County people support the Republicans and Donald Trump. And my husband is a hero. He himself likes about $5,600 in a month.
You know, there's been one president, Kelly, who showed up in Washington at the annual pro-life march in the history of the United States. You know who that was?
That was Trump.
Donald Trump is, we've had other, pro-life presidents, but Donald Trump was the only one that stood up and went down and really supported the pro-life movement. And I do hope and pray that he will continue, and the Republican platform will continue to respect life. It's just so important. And but you're right. He moved our embassy to Jerusalem, where it belongs. He's been an avid supporter of Netanyahu. He's very anti. You look at the situation in Syria. Syria actually has a whole segment of Christians still in it. You can pick up the Old Testament and read about Syria. It's going to be interesting we need to pray for him that he has the wisdom of, to some extent, he kind of reminds me of the Apostle Paul in the sense that, Donald Trump, you can look back in his past and there's some things that you aren't real proud of. But on the other hand, I think God has taken him through some very difficult times, and has probably learned. He's a much wiser. You can see a wisdom in him, and particularly the number of Christians that are on his staff and are dedicated to God. You can even when you watch Fox News, which has been, thank God for Fox News, the number of Christians that are on that network is truly astounding, and you just see it. There's hardly a program that goes on Fox that doesn't have a host or one or more that talks about God. You look at Fox and Friends in the Morning. Angel Earhart is a very strong Christian. She mentions God. She quotes Scripture. Other people have often talked about the Lord. They have. They respect God and understand the importance of our life. Wendy, I'm sure you and Ken realize that while we made some progress on November 5th, we still have a long ways to go to get this country back fully focused on the way it should be going and leading the world. Any thoughts and comments on the kinds of things that we need to be aware of to not fall back into the problems that we have had in the last?
Yes. When 2020, when President Trump's election was failed, and I cried a lot, my heart was broken, but in the 2024 or in the 2023, God directly told me again by the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, and God is fighting for him, because everything Trump does is praise God. So I had confidence, and even people were worrying, But one thing I have to say, don't think after President Trump get back to the White House, everything will be fine. Sorry, I'm saying the truth. Maybe everything is just beginning.
Yes. Yeah, we have to keep in mind 70 million people didn't vote for him. Mm-hmm. We still have a long ways to go. To me, one of the root issues is getting the Marxism out of the universities and getting rid of all the untruth that's out there. Truth does percolate to the surface, and we're seeing that. We're seeing, even around the world, people are starting to realize how crazy things have gotten because of all the disruption and the evil. And so it's really time for Christians to stand up for our country and to be role models. Wendy, I we're running out of time here, but I just want to thank you and Ken for coming on and really helping share your heart with America today. And, I'm sure this will be one of the more popular podcasts as it gets distributed. And we really wish you well. And I can empathize, having been to China a few times and seeing the hearts there, because they also are a country that greatly needs the Lord. I've been to Taiwan also and seen Christians there. But we have our work cut out for us, Kelly, as we need to continue to promote evangelism. And again, Wendy and Click, I really appreciate you coming on board. I know you're out of the state of California, but I hope you can come to the June 20th event in the Trey Gowdy event in Carlsbad coming up, in which we have Rachel Campo Duffy as one of the speakers, and she'll do a great job. Her husband is the Secretary of Transportation, or will be, as soon as we get all these cabinet members appointed. But thank you very much, and we wish you well as you continue your efforts to keep warning Americans about the need to come closer to God and stay away from the communist Chinese.
Never stop.
Yeah, we are planning to back to California just for Save America Now.
Okay.
And work for this country, because I called by God. So I'm willing to do anything that God is calling me to do. And let's work together, make America godly again.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All
Amen.
Right. Well, thank you, Wendy and Ken. And God bless you. And stay tuned for another good program coming up here soon.
That concludes another powerful episode of Biblical Citizenship Alive, brought to you by Save America Now PAC. We thank you for joining us today as we tackled the crucial issues facing our beloved nation. Remember, we stand united for a pro-American, pro-family future deeply rooted in our foundational truths. The insightful discussions and passionate advocacy you've heard here today are just the beginning of our journey to reclaim our cultural integrity. Stay informed, stay engaged, and join us next week as we continue to shape a better tomorrow. Together, we can make a difference. Until next time, let's keep standing strong for what matters most.
Swenson Children's Foundation started to encourage hope and support so that children can have faith in their futures. As it says in Psalms 127:3, children are a blessing and a gift from our Lord. We see God's hand in every outreach opportunity we have had over these last 10 years to provide a blessing to children and their families in need, and will continue to serve our communities from coast to coast. If you would like to learn more about our foundation, please visit our website, SwensonChildren'sFoundation.org.
Are you looking for a local, top-tier accounting and consulting firm? Look no further than Swenson Advisors. Since 1998, Swenson Advisors has been delivering personalized, customer-focused services with the expertise of a national firm. Our clients, from middle-market public and private companies to high-net-worth individuals, trust us for our responsive, ethical, and innovative approach. Whether you're in technology, real estate, manufacturing, or the nonprofit sector, Swenson Advisors has you covered. Specializing in lease accounting, audit and assurance, tax services, and consulting, Swenson Advisors delivers tailored solutions for your financial success. We're not just another accounting firm. We're your strategic ally, dedicated to innovative solutions and impeccable service. Ranked among the top 25 accounting firms by the San Diego Business Journal and recognized for our integrity and responsiveness. Join the countless clients who trust Swenson Advisors for their accounting needs. Visit us at SwensonAdvisors.com today, or call us at 619-237-3400. Swenson Advisors, expertise you can trust, solutions you can count on.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and I work for Social Services. On our lobby wall, there's a picture of this kid I used to work with. She's all of 17 years old, and she's on one of those missing posters. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of our kids who don't have somebody to step up for them. They stay in foster care for years, they aren't adopted, and they age out. They either wind up in jail, or they live on the streets.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works every day to find safe, permanent homes for children at risk of aging out of foster care before it's too late.
I adopted two teenagers from foster care. Their outlook on life changed. If I can do a little bit to help, it's worth it.
You can help too. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Looking to buy your first car or home? Understanding your FICO score is key to achieving your life goals. Knowing your FICO scores helps you apply for loans with confidence and avoid surprises. With MyFICO, you get access to your FICO score, credit reports, 24/7 monitoring, and alerts on the go. Take the mystery out of your score and get your FICO score for free today. Visit MyFICO.com/free and discover the score lenders use most.